Free throw shooting early hurt you, but overall you didn't. And there isn't quite the electricity that I have felt here once before. The most electric crowd I have ever felt here was the year that Dixie came up after having defeated College of Southern Idaho, giving them their only defeat in St. George, the year that CSI won the national championship. And that second matchup here in Twin Falls had a little more electricity to it than this. But this is a packed house. There are only a smattering of seats and a lot of people running around, and there's a lot of standing around here also. So this is going to be a good-sized crowd, and it's going to be a noisy crowd. This is a very noisy gym, and one that where a definite home court advantage is given by the fans, the sixth man, if you will. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for Southern Idaho, starting at a guard, 6 foot sophomore David Henderson out of California. Kenny Jarvis, 6 foot 5 inch sophomore. Up front, 6 foot 7 inch sophomore Sergio Gomez. His twin brother Mauro played in the Idaho Boise State game last night. Clifford Martin, 6'8 sophomore, and 6'8 sophomore Caio De Cevea. De Cevea is a young man who played last year, a Brazilian native, for Dixie. Todd Crow, Richard Jardine, Corby McDaniel up front, Greg Rydalsch, Booby James in the backcourt. Not really much of a height advantage, except maybe a point guard. And David Henderson, who is extremely quick going against Booby James. There will be a lot of quick on the floor tonight, no question about it. Ready to jump center, 6'8 Richard Jardine against 6 foot 8 inch Caio De Cevea. Ready to get underway. First 20 minutes of basketball. By the way, on the women's game, College of Southern Idaho defeated Dixie 82-57. Gap control by Richard Jardine, but in the hands of CSI. David Henderson into forecourt. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. To the baseline it goes. Underneath, layup good. Along the baseline, Clifford Martin gets the initial layup. No real contesting of that basketball right there. James drives to the baseline to McDaniel, lays it up. It comes in, comes right back out. Rebound to CSI. 2-0 CSI at the baseline. Clifford Martin wants to play better. To De Cevea in the lane. Hook shot up and in. So 2-for-2, and Southern Idaho leads 4-0. Full court pressure by David Henderson. Yes. Booby James had the easy layup pass to McDaniel, but McDaniel couldn't handle it. Underneath it goes to Kroll. Hook shot, no good. Rebound lost. They say touch last by whom? Or do they call the... No, they say touch last by CSI. It's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. So Crow has a layup. Go in and come right back out. Booby James, ready to inbounds. Underneath it goes to McDaniel. Whirls, head fakes, puts it up. Bank shot, good. Dixie makes it 4-2. So it's short shots by both teams so far. Just underway. We'll be looking for our J&J building supply. First, Dixie dunk. Be listening for that. And then listen to Mike McGarry's show tomorrow morning. Jump shot from the baseline. Jarvis, no good. Rebound, Crow. Outlet pass comes to Rydalsch. Has to beat Henderson. Layup, good. Craig Rydalsch. Ties the ball game at 4. Rydalsch just soaring to the basket. Cruise to the basket more than anything else. 4-4 tie. 18:46 left in the first half of play. Making the move, Sergio Gomez drives, lays it up. Offensive foul. Do they take away the basket? The official signaled offensive foul, or was it after the shot? Now they're going to... The basket is good by Gomez. Gomez makes it 6-4, and the shot, or the foul, was after the shot. That's the way it should have been, 6-4. CSI with the advantage, but Sergio Gomez has his first personal foul, first team foul on CSI. Henderson doing the defensive job on Booby James. James trying to get it into Todd Crow, does so. Baseline, turnaround, jump shot, soft, not enough. Rebound brought down by Kenny Jarvis. Jarvis, double team, comes out on the hard dribble. Jarvis, muscular young man at 6'5", to David Henderson. At the free throw line, goes at the left angle to Sergio Gomez, to the baseline. To Martin, to the high post to De Cevea. Double team, ball knocked away by James, picked up again by De Cevea. Out in front it comes to Henderson, cut off by James. Henderson puts the shot up, it's short, rebound, saved by Henderson. Underneath, layback shot, good foul on Jardine. Dixie did everything, almost stole the basketball 4 times. And Henderson turns it into a basket. Foul on Richard Jardine is his first. 8-4. CSI out in front. Chance for the three-point play. First on Richard Jardine. And Henderson makes it 8-4. Ken Wagner talking with the officials early. Shot up and good. Make it 9-4 as CSI will now put on full court pressure. Inbounds comes to Booby James. James across the 10-second line beats Henderson. James looks for help. James directing traffic with a dribble at the left angle. Bounce pass underneath to Jardine. Baseline turnaround jump shot. Short. Rebound brought down by Martin. Outlet pass comes to Henderson. CSI palm pass to Jarvis. Pulls up 15-footer. Good. And CSI, 11-4, has a huge lead over Dixie. 17-41 left in the first half of play. CSI with the early lead. At the angle, it goes to Rydalch. Rydalch underneath to Jardine. Head fake. Puts it up. Misses the shot. Rebound on the floor. Lost by CSI. Out of bounds to Dixie. So Dixie, not really getting a good shot selection right now. The official, pointing to Dave Rose, telling him to sit down. And so Dixie's bench has had a warning. Booby James to inbounds. Alley-oop to McDaniel. Goes for the slam dunk. There's a foul on Martin. Martin gets the personal foul. And McDaniel will shoot free throw. Second team foul on CSI. McDaniel went up for the slam dunk and Martin cut under him. McDaniel almost ended up on his shoulders. McDaniel to shoot free throws. 11-4, CSI with a lead, and they're shooting very well right now. Fred Trinkelup talking with the official. McDaniel shoots two. Air ball on the first one. Missed everything, and the fans love it. 11-4. CSI with a lead. 17-29 left in the first half of play. Second shot up. Short off the front of the rim for McDaniel. Shanks two of them. 11-4. 7-point lead by CSI, and the Golden Eagles in control right now. David Henderson looking for help. Pass through the baseline goes to Gomez out in front to Henderson. Head fake. Henderson drives. Layup shot. No good. Rebound gathered in by Jardine. Outlet pass to McDaniel. Middle lane of the fast break is James. Hooked by Gomez. Second personal on Sergio Gomez. That's the third team foul on CSI. CSI fans don't like it. But there's no question about it. Out of bounds to Dixie at side court, right in front of the CSI bench. Gomez with a couple of personal fouls early. Into the lineup, let's check, is number 22, Kyle Wilson, 6'7 freshman, Idaho native. Replacing Gomez. Crow and Wilson doing a little shoving. Crow will not back down. And that's going to be one of the questions. Dixie has gone a while, just two baskets in the first 3 minutes of play. Ruby James, left angle, it goes to McDaniel, underneath the Crow, head fake, puts the shot up, it will fall, but the foul is ahead of time, and it's on DeSavea. CSI leaning on Dixie, and that's a fourth team foul, first personal on DeSavea, and Fred Trinkle up and upset. Trinkle screaming at the official, and he is animated. Out of bounds to Dixie into their own basket. So CSI getting some foul trouble. Ruby James ready to inbound. Jardine. And Wilson knows to know. James ready to inbound, looking for help. Gets it into the corner to McDaniel. Wants to get it back to Todd Crow. Bounce pass to Crow. Baseline jump shot. Good. Todd Crow has his first basket of the night. Make it 11-6. CSI is led by 7. 16:51 left in the first half of play. David Henderson. Pass deflected by James, but picked up near midcourt by Kyle Wilson. To the high post, it goes to Martin. Martin against Crow. Leaves it for DeSavea. The free throw line. Pulls up. Jump shot will go. Foul will count, and they call a foul on Todd Crow, and Dixie is upset. Crow has his first personal foul, second team foul on Dixie, and Ken Wagner is screaming at the official. DeSavea has his first basket, 13-6, and CSI shooting extremely well. You have to go back to December of 1985, the last time a team beat CSI in Twin Falls. And you have to go back to the, well, I should say 85. Shot up and good by DeSavea. Into the lineup, Jerm Williams for Dixie. And to sit down is Richard Jardine. So DeSavea completes a three-point play, and suddenly it's an eight-point lead. 14-6, full-court pressure by CSI. Jerm Williams to Booby James. James to bring it into forecourt against David Henderson. James head fakes, will rise from three-point, miss the shot, just loses the basketball. Had it slip out of his hand, double dribble. James lost it. Nobody touched it. Started to dribble again, and no question. Turnover by Dixie. So turnovers cannot be had. 14-6. CSI with the early lead. 16-27 left in the first half of play. Henderson against Booby James. Henderson at the angle. Goes to the left angle to Kyle Wilson. Wilson against Jerm Williams. Looks for help out in front. Kenny Jarvis makes the move on Rydalch. Jump shot up. Not enough. Rebound brought down by Martin. Lays it up and in. Second shot by CSI, killing Dixie right now, 16-6, 10-point lead. And that was the problem in St. George. McDaniel in the lane to Rydolch, to the basket, lays it up and in. Under pressure, Rydolch gets his second basket. Greg Rydolch with his second basket, cuts it back to an 8-point lead, 16-8. CSI just slowly grinding out a bigger lead each time they come down. Anderson from three, three-point attempt, no good. Long rebound comes to Martin. Pass underneath to De Sevilla. Leans in on Crow and banks it home. De Sevilla has his third basket, 7 points in the ball game. It's back to a 10-point lead, 18-8. James, they want to work on CSI underneath. To Craig Rydolch. Rydolch looks for help. Trying to get it to Booby James and Henderson doing a job. To Booby James again. James backing in on Henderson. Head fakes, can't get the shot away. Right angle, it goes to McDaniel. Head fakes, pass underneath to Rydolch. Layup shot, good. There's a foul on Jarvis. So Rydolch, who may be a key, has his third basket, and Jarvis has his first personal. That's a 15 foul on CSI. Ready to come in, Jose Jube, who led all scorers, or led Dixie, or CSI scorers in St. George with 17 off the bench. Jarvis to sit down. Jube a little bit bigger, not quite as muscular as Jarvis, but Rydolch working on Jarvis right now. Rydolch trying to complete the three-point play. The shot is up and good. Rydolch, 7 points in the first half. 18-11, full court pressure by Dixie. Henderson in backcourt, trap, jump pass down the sidelines, goes to De Sevilla. Gets it quickly to Wilson, back to Henderson. To Martin, who was all alone under the basket for a while, but not now. Henderson from three, shot no good, foul will go to James. James gets a personal foul. Bumping Henderson, Henderson will shoot free throws. First personal on Booby James. 18-11. CSI 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Dixie 1-for-3. Henderson went up for the three-point attempt. CSI doing a job on the boards, and right now that's the advantage that they have. 18-11. Ready for substitutions. Anthony Williams in for College of Southern Idaho. Replacing Henderson. They say after the shot. It was not a shooting violation. It was after the shot. So it's out of bounds to CSI. Williams against Booby James. Looks for help. Trying to find somebody to pass it to. Gets it to the baseline to Martin. Martin against McDaniel. Throw pushed out of the way by De Sevilla. Driving is Jube. Technical foul called on who? On one of the Dixie ball players. Is it on the bench or is it on a Dixie player? Crow was shoved by De Sevilla. And the official has called a technical. Let's see if they called it on whom. Did they call it on Booby James? They called it on the coach? A warning again to the coach, to Ken Wagner. It's on the bench. It's on Ken Wagner. Shooting two. 18-11. Dixie back within seven, but that may not last. So Jose Jube to shoot a couple. First free throw, good. 3-for-3 from the free throw line. CSI leads by eight. 19-11. And College of Southern Idaho having their way with Dixie right now in more ways than one. Second shot up. In and good. Rattled around, then came out, then went back in. It's back to a 20-11 lead. And it's out of bounds to CSI at midcourt. Jube ready to inbound. Does so to Anthony Williams. Williams against James. Dixie down by nine. They call a foul away from the action. It's on De Sevilla. So the lobbying by Dixie cost De Sevilla a foul. That's the second personal on De Sevilla. 16 foul. 20-11. 9-point lead by CSI. Into the lineup for the first time is Corey Warner and De Sevilla to sit down. CSI does go deep. Booby James talking with the other official, the other one, not the one to call the technical foul, getting some smiles. James against Williams. James right down the lane, pulls up, 12-footer, short. Rebound brought down by Anthony Williams. CSI on the fast break on the wing. They call a travel on Williams. James committed a foul after the travel. So James jumped in front of Williams and stopped the dribble. Turnover by CSI. 14:30 left in the first half of play. CSI has jumped out to a 9-point lead. 20-11. James against Williams. James reverses. Free throw line. Tries to bounce pass underneath. Gets it to Williams eventually. Rydolch's three-point attempt up short. Rebound brought down by Martin. One shot and that's in by Dixie right now. CSI doing the better job on the boards. On the wing it goes to Martin. Dumps it off underneath. jump shot up and good by Corey Warner. 22-11. CSI has doubled the score on Dixie with 14:04 left in the first half of play. James looking for help. Bounce pass intended underneath. Kick by Williams. Right Ulch. And someone else underneath doing a little shoving. Jube, I guess. Out of bounds. Side court. In forecourt. Inbounds comes to Booby James. 11-point lead by CSI. They've just been making more and more of an advantage. From three, James. Too long with the shot. Rebound brought down by McDaniel. Battle four underneath the Right Ulch. Turnaround hook shot short. Rebound. Craig Right Ulch loses it. Picked up eventually by Clifford Martin. CSI. Ball stolen by Craig Right Ulch. Right Ulch has the ball stolen by Williams. Right Ulch gets it back. Throws it out of bounds to Williams. They say out of bounds to CSI. Williams was standing out of bounds. Right Ulch threw it at him out of bounds, but it's out of bounds to CSI. 22-11. Dixie making too many mental mistakes right now. And CSI in control of this game right now. Williams across the 10-second line. At the angle, it goes to Clifford Martin. Martin looks for help. Out in front, it comes to Jube. Jube will rise from three. Shot short. Rebound on the floor, taken by Craig Right Ulch. Followed quickly and got it to Corby McDaniel. Dixie has not really been able to push the ball up court very fast or very often. McDaniel gets a screen. Bounce pass intended for Right Ulch. Juggled by Jube. Stolen back by McDaniel. Stepping out of bounds is Jube. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Jube had at least a double dribble ahead of time. They waited and finally called it out of bounds to Dixie. 22-11. McDaniel inbounds to Booby James. Dixie getting one shot and that's it, and not hitting that shot. James wants to get it to Jerm Williams. McDaniel. Pass underneath the Crow. Gets away. Slams it home with 12:54 left in the first half. Our J&J building supply. First Dixie dunk is by Todd Crow. Listen to Mike McGarry's show tomorrow morning on KDXU. You could win some prizes. Out in front, it comes to Jube for CSI. 22-13. Turnaround hook shot. No good by Wilson. Rebound brought down by Martin. Underneath to Williams for the layup. Dixie getting killed on the offensive boards by CSI. Out of bounds to Dixie. Once again, it's 24-13, 11-point lead. And CSI on the second shot starting to kill Dixie. James underneath. They want to get it to Crow. Out in front it goes to Corby McDaniel. Three-point attempt. Up, no good. Rebound. Crow foul on Todd Crow. Crow did not have position. Has his second personal. That's the fourth team foul on Dixie. Marcus Austin into the lineup. Dixie wants a timeout with 12:11 left in the half. 24-13 CSI. Back in 60.
Join in all the fun this Friday and Saturday at Motor Sportsland in St. George. It's their Celebration of Savings open house. Special financing, special incentives, special prices on every unit in stock, boats, RVs, and motorhomes. The best deal is right now. And register, you could win a microwave, a barbecue, or free T-shirts. Door prizes will be given away, too. Friday and Saturday at Motor Sportsland, 1500 South Hilton Drive.
All of Subway subs come on fresh-baked bread with your choice of three fixins. That's our Italian meatball sub, our hearty all-American steak and cheese, or our saucy Texas-style barbecue sub. Subway's got them all, and Subway's got them hot.
Subway's got them hot, 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 hot. Subway's got them hot.
When you want it hot.
Subway sandwiches in St. George and Cedar City.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
24-13, CSI with the lead, matching their widest margin, 11 points. 12:06 left in the first half of play, and CSI doing the job. Kenny Jarvis back into the lineup. Give and go to Jarvis. Dishes into the corner. Jube, three-point attempt. In and out. High for the rebound. Jerm Williams, and that's a change. Dixie getting the rebound on the defensive board. James underneath, and Jennifer Austin knocked away. Touch last by Austin. James, a blind pass to Austin under the basket, and Marcus was caught a little bit by surprise, just couldn't hang on to it as it was deflected off of his hand. CSI to walk it into forecourt. Anthony Williams against James, man-to-man defense. At the angle, it goes to Jube. Out in front, it goes to Clifford Martin at the free throw line. Jump shot, good! You cannot leave Clifford Martin alone. Martin, who was silent in St. George, gives CSI the double of the Dixie score again, 26-13. Booby James at the angle, it goes to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel looking for help to Todd Crow underneath. Crow, fallaway right-hander, blocked by Martin, goes in. Martin goaltended that one. Not bad for CSI. They aren't really that upset about that because that sends a message from Martin. 26-15, back to an 11-point lead. Dixie has never led. At the angle, they tied it at four. Then CSI went from there. At the angle, it goes to Martin. Martin against Krill. Underneath, the jump shot by Jarvis, deflected by Austin, taken out of the air by James. Dixie looking for the fast break. It isn't there. James gets in front of Henderson, dumps it off underneath to McDaniel for the slam dunk, and Corby McDaniel has the two-handed slam. Make it 26-17. Martin at the angle. Jump shot from 18. Up, no good. Rebound, Todd Crow. Dixie getting the board, getting the fast break. Booby James down the lane, pulls up over Henderson. Shot good. Booby James and Dixie starting to make the run back. 26-19. Back to a seven-point lead. Dixie has the boards. They can play with CSI. Ken Wagner up shouting at his kids. At the angle, Warner makes the drive, runs into a man. They call the blocking foul on Austin. Warner ran over Austin. Austin has his first personal foul. That's the 15th foul on Dixie. Or do they rule a shooting foul? No, they rule on the drive. Out of bounds to CSI under their own basket. 10-27 left in the first half of play. 26-19. Henderson trying to find somebody to inbounds it to. Inbounds deflected by Austin, out of bounds to CSI. Marcus, who had his best game of his career to that point against CSI, starting in place of the injured Todd Crow, comes in and plays very tough so far. Jubei inbounds to Henderson. To Jarvis. Jarvis from 18. Shot up, not enough. Tap up and good by Jubei. Once again, crashing the board. CSI stings Dixie, 28-19. James into forecourt. Sean Peterson ready to come in shortly. James directing traffic. CSI going into a modified zone defense. James cross-court to McDaniel, looking for help. Back to James. Three-point attempt at the angle. Good, Booby James. James with 5 points cuts the margin to six. 28-22. 9:49 left in the first half. To the baseline to Martin. Martin against Grove. Out in front to Henderson. Head fakes against James. Back to Jarvis in the corner. Ball knocked away by Williams. Gets it back to Jubei. Three-point attempt. Good. Jose Jubei brings it back out to nine again. 31-22. So will it be dueling threes for a while? We'll wait and see. Booby James against David Henderson. James directing traffic. Out in front to McDaniel. Back to James. To Crow, baseline turnaround jump shot, soft, not enough. Rebound taken by McDaniel. They call grabbing the rim on McDaniel for a technical as McDaniel tried to follow. Grab the rim, and so it'll be a technical on Corby McDaniel. You have to call it. And so it will be CSI to shoot a free throw, leading by nine. Into the lineup for the first time. Sean Peterson for Dixie, also in for the first time, or back in, I should say. Craig Rydalch. Ken Wagner has his coat off and is talking to the official, the other official, from the one that called the technical on Kent. Free throw off and good by Jubei. So Jubei is 3-for-3 from the free throw line and picking up where he left off. 10-point lead by CSI. They have led by 13. Dixie has had it tied once. Henderson, man-to-man defense, trying to find somebody to pass it to. Cannot. Now gets it to Jubei. Back out to Henderson. Almost a five-second count. Henderson at the left angle. It goes to Jubei against Peterson. Peterson trying to cut off Jubei. Jubei drives. Dishes off to Martin. Jump shot up. Layup no good. Rebound. Foul will go on Austin. Up over the back. And once again, CSI crashes the boards. Marcus Austin with a foul. That should be the 16th foul. And on the rebounder, they say shooting. Rebound. It's out of bounds to CSI under their own basket. John Buechert into the lineup to replace Marcus Austin. Austin with two personal fouls. Dixie trails by 10, 32-22. Henderson trying to inbounds, does the way out in front to Kyle Wilson. Wilson looks for help, leaves it for David Henderson. Henderson against James. Henderson almost trips. Looking for help, gets it to Jubei against Peterson. They call a foul on Peterson. Peterson with a personal foul, and to the free throw line goes Jubei to shoot 1-1. Jubei to shoot 1-1. 8:45 left in the first half. Dixie did not shoot the ball well for the first 5 minutes. and has had a struggle against CSI ever since. Juve. The CSI playing much better than they did in St. George. Juve shooting 1-1, is 3-for-3 on the night, make it 4-for-4. And CSI, one of the best free throw shooting teams in the country, is 6-for-6. Dixie, 1-for-3. 33-22. We'll be selecting a KDXU player of the game following the game. We'll get a beautiful trophy from Dixie Trophy. The next Colonel's Club meeting. It's the second one. Make it a 12-point lead. 34-22. Dixie had it back within seven. James against Henderson. James looks for help. Whirls on Henderson. Shoots over Henderson. Jump shot up. No good. One shot and that's it. Rebound Clifford Martin to David Henderson. Henderson into forecourt. Goes around James. Cut off by Buechert. Leans in. Pulls up with a jump shot. Good. David Henderson makes it a 14-point lead. Widest margin of the game for CSI. Henderson put the elbow in and Ken Wagner screaming at the official again. James has the ball knocked away, gets it back, will rise from three. In and out, long rebound. Sean Peterson wants to go up, gets it knocked back in his face, puts it up, and will not fall. There's a foul. Peterson will shoot free throws. Into the lineup, Corby McDaniel for Dixie, and Juve has his first personal foul, 17th foul on CSI. Juve to sit down. And Williams to play for CSI, 36-22. 14-point advantage. Dixie has a huge lead to overcome and tough at Twin Falls. Sean Peterson shooting two. First one good. Sean Peterson, who didn't score against CSI in St. George, brings it back to within 13. Peterson, second shot up. Good. Peterson has a couple of free throws. Jerm Williams in and Sean Peterson to sit down. Full court pressure by Dixie. Yes. So the two point guards in there, Williams and Henderson, to provide a little more ball control. Jarvis, inbounds, ball stolen by Williams, knocked out of bounds by Williams. Williams deflected it and lost it out of bounds. Dixie to prevent, ready to inbounds, does so to Clifford Martin. Martin in backcourt. We'll leave it in backcourt for Anthony Williams. Williams across the 10-second line against Corby McDaniel. Williams looks for help. Left angle, it goes to Henderson against Jerm Williams. Booby James to get a breather. Henderson out in front. It goes to Wilson, to Martin. At the point, to Kenny Jarvis. Jarvis against Rydalch. Rydalch looks for help, or Jarvis looks for help, gets it to Wilson. A little weave out in front, back to David Henderson. CSI with the basketball, and the 12-point lead. 7:41 left and a half away from the action. They call a foul on Todd Crow. Crow has his third personal. And ready to come in will be Ken Last. 36-24. Nope, they call that as only the second on Todd Crow. Official has that as only the second on Crow. I have that as three, so there is a missing foul someplace. Ken Last into the lineup to replace Crow. And now the muscle is definitely in favor of CSI. Henderson at the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Henderson, first one, good. CSI is yet to miss from the free throw line. 8 attempts, 8 good. 37-24. CSI by 13 again, threatening to go up by 14. Apparently, it's a little sticky or a little slippery on the floor at a couple of points. At the free throw line will be David Henderson. Henderson, who has significantly large-sized feet. Henderson wears a 15.5, and he's only 6 feet tall. Can you imagine how tall he would have been? 7:39. Left in the first half of play. 37-24. Things looking bleak right now for Dixie, but there have been rallies before. Henderson. The free throw, good. That's the second half of the 1-1. Make it a 14-point lead again. 38-24. McDaniel into forecourt against Jarvis. At the sidelines, it goes to Craig Rydalch. Trying to get it underneath the Buechert. Head fake. Shoots over Martin. Shot no good. Rebound McDaniel. Layback shot good. Corby McDaniel going to work underneath. That's 6 points. Brings it back to within 12. 38-26. At the angle, Kenny Jarvis. Dixie staying with a man-to-man defense. They don't have much choice right now. Anthony Williams against Jerm Williams. Reverses down the lane. Dishes off underneath. Layup by Wilson. No good. Rebound battled for. Lost by Jarvis. Out of bounds to Dixie. Up over the back, Ken Wagner wanted the foul on CSI. Didn't get it, but got the basketball anyway. Into the lineup for the first time is Steve Cook. Cook, 6'6", freshman. So CSI has gone all but two into their bench. Corby McDaniel looks for help. To Jerm Williams. At the angle, Craig Rydolch will rise from three. Shot no good. Long rebound over the basket taken by Cook. One shot, and that's it generally for Dixie, and CSI having more than one shot at the offensive side. Cook looks for help. Gets it to Clifford Martin. Martin against Ken Last. Martin makes the move, dishes into the corner, jump shot out of the corner. Good! Three-pointer by Anthony Williams. CSI unconscious right now, and Dixie slowly starting to dig their own grave. 41-26. Corby McDaniel looks for help against Cook. Goes to the baseline. Jump shot. McDaniel. Good. McDaniel with 8 points on the night. Gets it back to within 13. CSI will take it out a little farther. Then Dixie will bring it back. Then CSI will take it out a little farther. Henderson at the angle. It goes to Martin. Martin against Last. Martin down the lane. Jump shot from five. Good. Offensive foul. No, they do call the basket, and they call the foul after the shot. The basket initially was going to be called no good. The official with some indecision up in front. Now it'll be 1-1 for Dixon. So it's 43-28, back to a 15-point margin. And McDaniel to shoot 1-1. He is 0-2 on the night. As far as some milestones being hit, Corby McDaniel has a ways to go to reach a milestone on the career scoring list. Todd Crow has a little ways to go to hit some. Actually, 5 points. He moved one step farther up on the season scoring list. McDaniel, first of the 1-1, no good. Rebound lost by CSI. It's out of bounds to Dixie. So McDaniel, 0-3. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Into the lineup, Wilson to sit down, Clifford Martin. Dixie to inbounds, trailing by 15. James inbounds to Buechert. Buechert looks for help. Gets it to McDaniel. To Jerm Williams at the free throw line. Dishes off to Craig Rydolch. Rydolch has not shot well tonight from the three-point area. Lob pass out in front to Corby McDaniel. CSI putting on a tight man-to-man defense. McDaniel to Jerm Williams underneath the Rydolch in the lane. Hooks it up. No good. Rebound off the fingertips of McDaniel. Down goes McDaniel. Lead pass the other way. Slam dunk. There is a travel call on CSI. Warner slammed it, but there is a travel ahead of time. So Dixie looking totally flat against CSI on offense. 43-28. Corby McDaniel went down and had the small of his back hurt. He felt something underneath. CSI will rough you up under the board. James into forecourt against David Henderson. Looks for help. Gets it to Craig Rydolch. Rydolch at the angle to Corby McDaniel. Wants to get it to Buechert. Buechert gets away. Five-footer. Good. Buechert just to the right side. Posted up. Got the pass. Got the shot. Back to within 13. 43-30. Henderson looks for help. Dixie, man-to-man defense. Henderson against James. CSI not turning the ball over. Three-point attempt, Williams. Too long. Long rebound over the head of Dixie. Finally picked up by Corby McDaniel. McDaniel against Henderson will go up and slam it. Corby McDaniel, 10 points on the night. Dixie back to within 11, 43-32. So Dixie hustling on defense, trying to cut that margin back. David Henderson against Booby James. At the angle, it goes to Cook. Cook looks for help. Pass underneath to Williams. Reaching in as Buechert gets called with a foul. Buechert looked like he had the position, but didn't. Shooting 1-1 is Anthony Williams. Going out is Warner. Going out is Cook. Back in, Kenny Jarvis. Back in, Jose Chupe. Back in for Dixie, Todd Krill. And going out, Corby McDaniel. 4:50 left in the first half of play. 43-32, 1-1. Coming up for Anthony Williams. CSI yet to miss from the free throw line. Williams, free throw. I say that, and then he misses. Front end of the 1-1. Dixie, within 11. Ruby James against David Henderson. James looking for help. They want to get that to Crow if they can. Bounce pass goes to Crow against Wilson. Baseline jump shot. Good, Todd Crow. 8 points on the night. Todd Crow, 43-34. Back to within nine. 4:31 left in the first half of play. Henderson at the angle to Jube against Buechert. Buechert pulled the hand back. They call the foul on Buechert. Buechert can't believe it. Jube dribbled it off his foot. Same official that called the technical on Ken Wagner. Personal foul number two on Buechert. And Jube to shoot 1-1. Ken Last ready to come back in for Dixie. Last in and Buechert to sit down. Jube to shoot 1-1. And CSI finally missed a free throw. They're down 9 for 10 on the night as a team. But that was significant. It was the front end of a 1-1. Jube just doesn't miss. Six straight. Jube, 11 points in the first half. Six men average in double figures for CSI, including Jube, and he's above his average, 10.4 per game. Dixie has five men in double figures. Second shot up and good. Jube has hit a couple. Back to an 11-point lead, 45-34 with 4:23 left in the first half of this game. James directing traffic, looking for help. Gets it to Todd Crowe. Right to the basket. We'll put it up. No good. Foul on Wilson. Wilson leaning on Crowe, and Crowe will shoot. Well, they say 1-1 or 2. Fred Trinkle up and a little upset with his team. Did they say 2 or 1-1 coming up for Dixie? They say 2. They say Crowe is going for the shot. And Wilson, that was a quick whistle. Wilson with his first personal. Crowe to shoot a couple. First shot, good. Todd Crowe, 9 points on the night. Needs 11 to... For Todd Crowe, 11 will give him 1,100 points on his career. 11 will also tie him with Tim Fulmer for 10th place on the best single season. Craig Rydalch out. Back in, Sean Peterson for Dixie. 45-35. Crowe looking for point number 10. Second free throw. No good. Long rebound brought down by Jarvis. 45-35. Back to a 10-point lead. CSI with the basketball. Henderson to Williams. Williams against Peterson. Gets it to Jarvis. Jarvis against Jerm Williams. Gets it out in front to Jose Jube. Jube against last to Warner. Warner against Crowe. Back out in front, it comes to Henderson. Bounce pass underneath. Gets away to Warner. Warner puts the shot up. Blocked by Peterson. They call the foul. Peterson got him across the wrist. Peterson thought he had the clean block. Instead, has his second personal foul. And Ken Wagner urging that it gets called both ways, but gets some. At the free throw line, Corey Warner. 45-35, 3:53 left in the first half of play. If Dixie can win this one and tomorrow night, they will tie, do no worse than tie, for first place in Region 18. Warner hits the first. That makes it an 11-point lead. If CSI wins tonight, they win Region 18 outright and will be the number one seed. So it's important for the Golden Eagles. Second shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Ken Lass. To Booby James, back to that 11-point lead, 46-35. James looking for help. Into the corner it goes to Williams. Head fakes. Williams right to the basket. Dishes off to Lass on the floor. Picked up by Crowe. His outlet pass stolen by Henderson. Henderson has to beat James. Lays it up short. Rebound. James. James coming the other way. Almost carries the ball but doesn't get called for it. James whirls. Three-point attempt. Up. No good. Rebound. Crowe goes after it. Stolen away by Jube. Knocked away by Peterson. Out of bounds. Out of bounds to CSI. So Dixie cannot make it take advantage of the shots. 46-35 of the opportunities is still an 11-point lead by CSI. Corby McDaniel about ready to come back in again. Henderson to walk it into forecourt. To Warner at the angle it goes to Jube. Jube against last to Anthony Williams. Underneath it goes to Warner. Warner against Crowe. Turnaround jump shot up and in. Corner. Warner makes it a 13-point lead again. 48-35. Corby McDaniel ready to come in, but will not be in yet. Booby James away from the action. They call the foul on Warner. Warner leaning on Todd Crowe, so Crowe will shoot 1-1. That's number one on Warner. So they're calling the hold underneath. So the lobbying by Coach Ken Wagner getting some efforts. Crowe to shoot 1-1 is 1-for-2 on the night. 48-35, CSI by 13 with 3 minutes exactly left in the first half. McDaniel back in, Rydalch back in. Last and Jerm Williams to sit down. Crowe had our J&J building supply, first Dixie dunk. Crowe needs the first to get the second. First free throw, no good. Long rebound comes out to Kenny Jarvis. So Dixie killing themselves somewhat too. 48-35 at the angle it goes to Warner. Warner against Crowe. Out in front it comes to Kenny Jarvis against Rydalch. Right side to Jube. Slipping and going down is Warner. Ball knocked away by Rydalch, taken by Jarvis. At the midcourt line, Jarvis, bounce pass, goes to Henderson. Henderson trying to get away along the baseline. Henderson lean in, layback shot short. Followed by Jube, no good. They call a foul on Crowe. That's three on Crowe now. And Jube to shoot 1-1. Austin ready to come in. Crowe. As CSI in control. No question about it. CSI in control. 48-35 with 2:33 left in the first half. Dixie trying to come back, but it's been squashed time and time again by key foul calls or by missed baskets. Jube to shoot 1-1 is 7-for-7. First free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Austin. They call a lane violation, so Jube will shoot again. Marcus Austin. So Jube will have another shot at it. Jube at the free throw line, puts his foot right on the line, then brings it back. Now he's ready to shoot. 48-35, Jube, first of the 1-1. That makes it 8 straight for Jube. Well, apparently it was a... I'm not sure exactly what the ruling is. Rydell puts the shot up. It's blocked by Warner. Outlet pass comes to David Henderson, but Jube did get one shot. Henderson with a layup. The other way, 51-35, 16-point margin. With 2:12 left in the game, and Dixie looking beaten. 2:08 left in the first half of play. Dixie dragging into forecourt. Pass on the wing, stolen by Anthony Williams. Williams lays it up and in. 18-point lead. CSI is making a mockery out of Dixie now. 53-35, 18-point lead by CSI. James against Henderson. Bounce pass intended for McDaniel. Reach-in foul on Jube. Jube has his second. McDaniel will shoot 1-1. 18-point lead. Dixie has a mountain to overcome in the second half. Crook into the lineup. And at the free throw line, Corby McDaniel. Dixie is 4-for-9 from the free throw line. CSI is 14-for-60. McDaniel needs the first to get the second. Has 10 points in the first half. McDaniel, free throw good. After missing his first three, has hit one. 53-36. Back to a 17-point lead. A minute 46 left in the first half. McDaniel, second shot good. McDaniel with 12 points on the night. 53-37. CSI playing confident and precise. To the high post. Getting away. Warner, turnaround, jump shot good. There's a foul. Warner gets the basket, got the position, drew the foul from Dixie. And CSI not missing. Rydalch with his first personal foul. And so a chance for the three-point play. Back out to an 18-point advantage, 55-37. Dixie may go in as the number three seed. We'll have to wait and see how things go with Utah Valley. Shot up good by Warner. Warner with 8 points off the bench. 56-37, 19-point lead by CSI. Every time down, they seem to get a little farther out. James looking for help. Now gets it to Sean Peterson. Right side to Marcus Austin. Austin against Warner. In the lane, dishes off to McDaniel, who slams it. Henderson goes flying. Cook goes flying as he tried to block it, but McDaniel has 14 first-half points. 56-39, a minute 14 left in the first half of play. Henderson looks for help against James. Backdoor pass goes to Jarvis, and they call a foul on McDaniel. Dixie cannot breathe hard right now. McDaniel has his first personal foul. And at the free throw line will be Kenny Jarvis. Jarvis, who is, let me check, has just one basket to his credit so far. Shooting 1-1. First shot by Jarvis is up, and no good. Rebound brought down by McDaniel. McDaniel to Booby James. 56-39, 17-point lead by CSI. Dixie to go into a little bit of a four corners. James at the angle, it goes to Peterson. To Booby James. James against Henderson. Double team back to Peterson. To the baseline to McDaniel. McDaniel bounce pass to James. Hooks it up over Warner. Shot no good. Rebound tapped up to Rydell, who puts it up and in. Will it count? Yes. And there's a foul. Rydell with his 8th and 9th points of the night. And the foul will go to Kenny Jarvis. Jarvis with his second personal. Rydell with a chance to cut the margin. Looking for the three-point play. 56-41. Dixie back within 15 with 44 seconds left in the half. CSI can go just for one shot if they choose to. Rydalch, try to cut it more. Free throw good. Rydalch, 10 first half points. 56-42. shot clock is off. CSI can go for the final shot if they choose to. Henderson, CSI now to go to a little bit of a four corners at the angle to Anthony Williams against Peterson. Pass goes to David Henderson against James. Out in front goes to Steve Hook. Cook right at the right angle to Jarvis. Out in front of the point to Warner. To Williams. Dixie trails by 14. Pass goes to the point to Warner. Down the lane, pulls up, 15-footer. Too hard. Rebound, Marcus Austin. Comes out, one-bounce dribble, leaves it for Corby McDaniel. Dixie may go for one shot with 12 seconds left. McDaniel, bounce pass to Rydall to the baseline. Hook pass underneath, saved by Peterson, but in the hands of CSI. 3 seconds left. Williams dishes off, can't get the shot away. End of the first half, 56 for CSI, 42 for Dixie. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back and talk women's basketball.
It's spring cleanup time, and AAA Tire and Service Center is ready to help with brand spanking new top-quality Goodyear tires. AAA Tire and Service Center will have you feeling safe and back on the road again. Whether it be a major tune-up, new shocks, flat repairs, or engine repair, the qualified personnel at AAA Tire is ready to help. So stop by 776 South Bluff and let Linda or Julie fix you up with an appointment. AAA Tire and Goodyear Tires, a great combination.
We have Coach Harry Titus with us. Coach, that's with one basket. Ruby James to push it into forecourt. Dixie has not shown up tonight. Corby McDaniel. McDaniel down the lane. Layup shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Martin. Outlet pass stolen by Craig Rydalt. Rydalt. Pass underneath to Austin. Hook shot with the right hand. Good. Marcus Austin. Austin brings it back to within 20. Lead pass coming the other way to Martin. Layup back shot. Good, and there's a foul. And it will go. The basket is good by Clifford Martin. The foul may be on Austin, and if it is, it's number 3. Or is it on McDaniel? Dixie is just not in this game right now. It is on Marcus Austin, his third. 16-16 left in the game. 68-46, 22-point lead. Martin trying to make it 23, does. Dominating show by CSI tonight. Double team in backcourt on Booby James. James gets the lead pass to Jerm Williams. 3-on-1. Williams to McDaniel. Back to Jerm Williams for 2. Dixie breaks the press. CSI's pressure really has not bothered Dixie much in either of the two games. 69-48, 21-point lead. David Henderson. Head fake gets around James. Alley-oop pass goes to Wilson for 2. Wilson got the little serve from Henderson. Pass underneath to Jerm Williams against Gomez. Shot blocked underneath. Williams gets it back. Banks it home. Dixie screaming at the officials, the Dixie coaching staff. Henderson against Booby James, 71-50. Still a 21-point lead. Henderson out in front. It goes to Sergio Gomez. Gets away, drives the lane, leaves it for Wilson for the layup. Dixie trying to scramble, but CSI in control. 73-50. 15-21 left in the ball game. Booby James from 3. Up short. One shot and that's it. Rebound battle 4 taken by Kenny Jarvis. CSI on the wing. It comes to David Henderson. Misses the slam. Tap by Jarvis to Henderson. Fall away right-hander. Good. 75-50. 25-point lead by CSI. And CSI is going to win this one going away. Unless Dixie can somehow rally. And right now it's looking dim. Marcus Austin, Booby James, who has not shot the ball well. Baseline jump shot up, not enough. One shot and that's it. Clifford Martin with a rebound to Kenny Jarvis. Jarvis leaves it for Martin. Martin gets the basket. Blocking foul on Rydalt. Rydalt didn't get there. Martin did. Martin with 13 points on the night. Make it 77-50. Rydalt with his second personal foul. And the rout is on. 27-point lead, 77-50. Ken Wagner looking at the shock troops right now. We may see a second troop coming in. Clifford Martin in with a free throw. Second consecutive three-point play. It's a 28-point lead. James gets around his man. Will rise from 3. Soft, not enough. Rebound tapped out. Marcus Austin goes back to the basket. They call a travel on Austin. No calls at all going towards Dixie. Belknap, Salveson, Peterson, Buechert last in. Everyone else sits down, and Ken Wagner's upset. 78-50. 14:31 left in the game. Let's see the substitutions for CSI. Timeout CSI. 14:31 left in the game. 78-50 CSI. Back at 60.
Southern Utah Computer Systems has the right tax preparing solution for you. Why spend hours and hours preparing your tax return by hand when you can easily and accurately do it on a computer? If you already own an IBM-compatible Apple II or Apple Macintosh system, or if you're looking for a new system, Southern Utah Computer Systems can accommodate you in preparing an accurate tax return. Come to Southern Utah Computer Systems for a free demonstration. That's Southern Utah Computer Systems, 291 North Bluff, St. George. Sun Capital Bank customers know them as the friendliest bank in town. If you haven't discovered this for yourself, stop by at either of their two locations and find out about their new free checking account. No minimum balance required. No monthly service charges. Sun Capital Bank pledges to always continue the personal service. The free checking is just one more reason for you to stop by and check them out. You can't beat the price on Sun Capital's new checking account. It's free.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
78-50, turnover by Clifford Martin. Hit the layup but stepped on the end line, baseline, as he drove the baseline. 14-12 left in the game. CSI leads by 28. Red Belknap against Anthony Williams. Belknap looks for help, loses the ball. Ball knocked away, picked up by CSI. Gomez, 4-on-2, fast break at the wing. It goes to Juve. Bank shot, good, 30-point lead. Juve, 15 points, 80-50. 30-point lead by CSI. Dixie was one of their worst showings of the year. Pass underneath intended for Buechert, and over his back is Clifford Martin. Looking at it this year, let's see how Dixie has scored. Their poorest scoring effort this year for Dixie. Let's check. 80 points looks to be the poorest scoring effort the Dixies have this year. No correction. Pass, it's got to be the 70 points against CSI last time out. Into forecourt, the shot up no good by Dixie College. Anthony Williams into forecourt. At the angle, it goes to Cook. Bank shot good. Steve Cook has his first basket of the night. No, it was the 80 points against CSI last time. It was 82-80. Ball intended in deep for Buechert. Juve, as he steals it, turns the ball over on the travel call. Into the lineup for the first time is Ilan Levy-Meyer. And let's see if we see Coyote Guidon coming in. 82-50, 13:22 left in the ballgame. Rick Salveson in to Ken Last, to Rhett Belknap, to Sean Peterson. Peterson to the high post to Last. Back to Rhett Belknap. Belknap makes the drive in the lane. Ball knocked away to Rick Salveson along the baseline. Salveson leans in. Layup no good. Rebound brought down by Juve. Small lineup for Dixie. As small a lineup as they probably go to. Williams, free throw line. Jump shot no good. Rebound. Battle for. On the floor. Taken by Corey Warner. Bank shot good. Warner. 10 points on the night for Corey Warner. 84-50. 34-point lead by CSI. Salveson intended underneath. It goes to Last. Drives, puts it up. It will go, but it will not count. The foul was ahead of time on Corey Warner. His second. 13 foul on CSI. There are 16 fouls. Correction, 14 foul. 16 fouls on Dixie. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Salveson with 12:46 left in the game. Salveson inbounds underneath to Peterson. Head fakes, muscle shot. Good shot, Peterson. Gets the basket. That's only the fifth basket of this half. Williams has the ball knocked away by Belknap. Gets it back to Williams. To Steve Cook makes the move. Travel call by Cook. Dixie trying to come back. And Fred Trinkle a little upset with his shock troop. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Inbounds comes to Rick Salveson. Salveson right down the lane. Dishes off to Buechert. Reach-in foul will go to Juve. Juve has his third personal foul, so at least the shock troops for Dixie starting to stir a few things on the drive. That's the 15th foul on CSI. Out of bounds to Dixie. One more for CSI to give. 12:29 left in the ball game. Dixie down by 32 points. Dixie went so long in the first part of the ball game, they were tied at four, and CSI has not really looked back since. Dixie brought it back to within seven briefly before the end of the first half, then had it back to 14. Inbounds comes to Belknap. It should have been over and back. Dixie got a break. Sean Peterson into the corner goes to Salveson. Salveson driving in the lane, forces the shot. No good. There's a foul, and it'll go to Cook. Salveson will shoot free throws. It should have been over and back. Belknap stepping on the line. But it was not. Rick Salveson will shoot free throws. Salveson looking for his first point since the Colorado Northwestern game in St. George. 84-52. Salveson free throw up, soft and good. Rick Salveson has his first point of the night. Salveson, the freshman out of Judge Memorial High School. 84-53, 84-54. Back to a 30-point lead. CSI led 84-50 at one point. Full court pressure by Dixie. Levy Meyer, the 6'9", 6'6 ball player backcourt, still in backcourt, and the count is on. Anthony Williams, 10-second count. Dixie has the ball. The Dixie forces the turnover. With 12:07 left in the game, Dixie only hopes that there's enough time to come back. But it's shock troops against shock troops right now. Sean Peterson inbounds to Rick Salveson, a three-guard offense. Salveson right to the basket against Juve, hits the basket. It will count, and Juve has foul number four. So Rick Salveson providing a little spark off the bench. Here come the troops back in, David Henderson and Kenny Jarvis. Juve to sit down. Cook to sit down. Clifford Martin to come back in. Fred Trinkle doesn't want this one to get out of hand. Going out is Elon Levy Meyer. We've seen everybody but Kyle Guidon. Salveson looking for his fifth point of the night. That would match his career high. Free throw good. Salveson has matched his career high of 5 points. Full court pressure by Dixie. In backcourt, Corey Warner to Anthony Williams. Williams gets it to David Henderson. Cut off by Peterson. Williams, Henderson gets it into forecourt. CSI can be patient right now and work the basketball to the baseline. It goes to Warner. Out in front it comes to Martin. To Anthony Williams. Williams back to Kenny Jarvis. A 77-game winning streak at home for CSI, and it looks like it's going to go to 78. Williams, ball knocked away by Salveson, picked up in backcourt. Williams gets it back to David Henderson. Henderson against Belknap. CSI to milk the clock. Henderson at the angle, Anthony Williams. To the high post to Warner, to the baseline to Jarvis. Jump shot from 10, shot soft, not enough. Rebound tapped around, foul will go on whom? It may be on Clifford Martin, and if it is, Dixie shoots one and one. Suddenly, Martin has four personal fouls. And Dixie will shoot free throw, which is exactly what Dixie wants to do. Dixie has brought it back to within 27 points. And as long as they can score without the clock starting, Dixie will be in good shape. Rhett Belknap at the free throw line. Belknap has not played since the College of Eastern Utah game. This is his first action in five games, after five games sitting on the bench. Belknap looking for his first points at that game also. Rhett Belknap to shoot one and one. Free throw, good. No pressure on Dixie now. 84-58. Rhett Belknap looking for his second free throw. Second shot is up and good. Belknap has a couple. Suddenly it's 84-59. Inbounds comes to David Henderson. Henderson in backcourt against full court pressure by Dixie. Henderson and Salveson. Ball knocked away by Belknap. Picked up by Henderson. At the angle it goes to Anthony Williams. Back out in front to Henderson. Henderson against Salveson. Salveson takes a swipe at the basketball. To Wilton. To Corey Warner. CSI trying to milk it now. Pass to Williams. Back to Kenny Jarvis. Jarvis reverses. Shoots over Peterson. Shot good. Kenny Jarvis. Third basket of the night. That ends a long scoring drought by CSI. 86-59. Dixie trails by 27. Salveson looks for the backdoor pass. It's not there. Gets it to Rhett Belknap. Belknap to the baseline to Peterson for two. Assist Belknap. Peterson with his second basket of the night. Suddenly 6 points for Peterson. 86-61. Henderson leans into Salveson. Henderson goes right to the basket. Henderson dishes off underneath to Wilson. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Lass. Lass gets it to Belknap. And Fred Trinkle starting to look a little upset with his troops. Belknap at the angle it goes to Peterson. At the baseline, can't get the shot away to Buchert. Head fakes along the baseline. Lean-in shot, no good. Rebound spiked out in front to CSI. On the run, David Henderson. Layup shot, no good. Foul will go to Dixie Sean Peterson, and that's three on Peterson. Henderson to shoot one and one, or shoot two. Three on Sean Peterson, 10-12 left in the ball game. Dixie now has 61 points. 25-point lead by CSI. CSI missed three free throws in the first half and took a lot. They are perfect here in the second half, 6-for-6. Henderson, free throw, good. Henderson with 16 points on the night. Henderson had 15 in St. George. 87-61. Trying to expand that out again. Henderson, 88-61. 27-point advantage for CSI. Salveson into forecourt on the dribble against Jarvis. Salveson with a low dribble gets away from Jarvis. Forces the jump shot. There's a foul. And it will go to Warner. Warner has his third personal. And the fans are starting to get into it a little bit. Salveson trying to bring Dixie back into it, and Salveson will shoot a couple. Salveson went right against the 6'6 Corey Warner, Corey L. Warner, who is headed to Southwest Missouri State. Warner complaining to the officials now. 10-03 left in the ballgame, a 27-point lead. Salveson to shoot a couple. First free throw, good. Rick Salveson has a new career high. 6 points is a career high for Rick. Tomorrow night, we'll be on the air 7:15 broadcast time as Dixie takes on Treasure Valley from Ontario, Oregon. Also, tomorrow afternoon, 2:30, listen for BYU versus Utah. Second shot up and good. Salveson with 7 points off the bench here in the second half. Career high, 88-63. Into forecourt, Kenny Jarvis. Double team. Jarvis almost loses the ball. Pass goes to the angle to Anthony Williams. Dixie scrambling on defense. Trying to put some overmatch situations together. Williams goes to Warner. CSI trying to milk the clock now. Into the corner. It goes to Anthony Williams. Out in front. Right side it goes to Kenny Jarvis. Dixie about to have the wholesale substitutions again. Right side to Anthony Williams. Williams looks for help. Out in front it goes to Kyle Wilson. Wilson trying to find somebody underneath. He isn't there. To David Henderson. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. CSI, Anthony Williams in the corner. 4 seconds left to Wilson. Wilson puts the shot up. They call a double travel on Wilson. So they use all 45 seconds and turn the ball over. Second team is out. First team back in. Marcus Austin, Ruby James, Corby McDaniel, Craig Rydolph, Jerm Williams. Kyle De Sevilla ready to come back in. For CSI, De Sevilla will be in and Warner will go out. 88-63. Dixie has 9 minutes and 18 seconds. 9 minutes and 18 seconds to overcome a 25-point deficit. And if they do, it'll be a great comeback. If they don't, it won't be a surprise right now. Rydolph in the corner, looks for help. Has the notion underneath to Austin. Hook shot up, no good. Rebound crashing the boards. Jerm Williams gets it underneath to Rydolph. Right to the basket, hooks with the left hand. Craig Rydolph has 14 points on the night. Dixie back within 23. 88-65. Anthony Williams against Rydolph. It's a little fire in the eyes. Let's see if it stays. Williams looks for help. Bounce pass at the angle to Kyle Wilson. Wilson against Jerm Williams. Wilson leaves it for Jarvis. Jarvis whirls into Austin. No foul called either side. Jarvis goes up for the shot. They call a foul underneath on whom? Maybe on Dixie. And if it's on Booby James, it looks like it is. That's four on Booby. Booby James. James has four personal. 8:40 left in the ball game, and to the free throw line goes Kyle Wilson. So suddenly the calls when the first team's back in start going back to CSI. One and one to Wilson. 8:40 left in the game. Wilson, first half of the one and one is good. Kyle Wilson has 5 points on the night. 89-65. Tomorrow, 2:30, BYU versus Utah, 7:15. Dixie at Treasure Valley. Free throw line, Kyle Wilson to shoot the second one. It is up and good. Wilson makes it 90 points for CSI. 90-65. James into forecourt against David Henderson. James into the corner to McDaniel. McDaniel trying to get it to Austin, cannot. McDaniel now gets it to Austin against De Sevilla. Turnaround right-hander, no good. Crashing the board, Dixie. Crashing the board, Dixie, and they've got to call a foul on Kenny Jarvis. Jarvis is in the middle of things again, and he always is. That's three on Jarvis as he crashes the boards as hard as anybody. Sergio Gomez, keep wanting to say Mendez. Same country, wrong last name. Sergio Gomez into the lineup. Wilson to sit down. And at the free throw line, James. Is it on the rebound or on the shot? 1-1 on the rebound. First free throw is good. Booby James. Only his sixth point of the night. Came in averaging 17, and James just did not shoot the ball well. Has not. 90-66. 8:25 left in the game. Second shot up and good. James brings it back to within 23. Full court pressure broken by CSI. Henderson right to the basket against Austin. Misses the shot. DeSavea puts it up. Blocked by McDaniel. Foul on whom? Rydalch? Rydalch underneath. Rydalch has his third. DeSavea will shoot free throw. We may be here half the night. 90-67. A lot of free throws on each side. And sooner or later, ball players are going to have to sit down because of too many. At the free throw line, Caio DeSavea, who is 3-for-3 on the night and a total of 9 points. Shooting a couple. First free throw, good. 91-67. CSI out in front. It's really been CSI's ball game almost from the outset. They scored the first two times they had the basketball. First two shots. Second shot up and good. Dixie missed two easy shots underneath. And that's the way things have gone. 92-67. Booby James back to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel looks for help. Jerm Williams at the free throw line. Gets it to Booby James. James will rise from three. Shot no good. Rebound. Jerm Williams back to the basket. Jump shot good. Jerm Williams gets his third basket this half. 92-69. 23-point advantage. Dixie trying to do what they can. At the angle, it goes to Sergio Gomez. Underneath the DeSavea against Austin. Goes around. Loses the basket. And they call a foul on Corby McDaniel. Dixie wanted to travel on DeSavea. DeSavea has a smile on his face. And CSI is going to have a tough time. It's going to be a tough one for anybody up here. Corby McDaniel with his third personal foul. DeSavea to shoot 1-1 is 5-for-5 on the night. 11 points. DeSavea, first shot, good. CSI is perfect this half. 7-9, 13-for-13 this half. 93-69, back to a 24-point advantage. Second shot up, and good. 25-point advantage again. 94-69. Booby James into forecourt, right down the lane, puts it up under pressure, shot no good, follows his own shot. Booby James, 9 points on the night, 94-71, back to a 23-point advantage. Dixie will scrap after the basketball. It's CSI's game to win right now. Unless Dixie can somehow force a series of turnovers. Ball knocked away by Jerm Williams, picked up again by Gomez. DeSavea hooks it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound brought down by Austin, lost off of Jarvis's hands, out of bounds. Austin battling Jarvis underneath. 7:19 left in the game. Booby James to go one-on-one with David Henderson. At the angle it goes Corby McDaniel. James wants the basketball back. Trying to find it underneath. James makes the move on Henderson. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, battle four, taken by Marcus Austin. Austin underneath to James along the baseline. Steps on the end line. Austin goes for the slam dunk, hangs on the rim, and almost got the technical. The official didn't see it. But James steps on the end line. Out of bounds to CSI. Austin to sit down. Richard Jardine back in, who is scoreless on the night. Really has not played much at all. Full court pressure by Dixie. Inbounds, thrown away. Jardine gets to it, steps out of bounds. Can't stop. Jardine out-hustled Williams to the basketball, but then steps out of bounds. Out of bounds to CSI. 6:58 left in the game. 94-71. Inbounds to DeSavea. Underneath against Jardine. Puts the shot up and in. Foul number four on Jardine. DeSavea. 15 points on the night. Or correction. Yes, 16 points on the night. 96-71. Jardine has his fourth personal. And it's just a case of taking your lumps right now. 6:54 left in the game. DeSavea at the free throw line. Shot up and good. DeSavea is 8-for-8 on the night. 97-71. Booby James into forecourt.
against Henderson. Alley-oop to McDaniel, going after it. Ball knocked away, picked up by Rydell's reach-in foul. Will have to go to CSI. And if it's on Gomez, that's four on him. Into the lineup is Jube again. Nope, correction. It may be on Henderson. Nope, Anthony Williams. First personal foul on Williams on the night. To the free throw line, Craig Rydell to shoot a couple. He's two for two on the night. Dixie, while we've been talking about CSI's free throw shooting, is perfect. 9 for 9 in the second half. Make it 10 for 10 as Rydell hits it. 97-72. Craig Rydell hits the free throw line. Second shot up and good. Craig Rydell is 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Dixie back within 24 again. 97-73. Pass by Williams deflected. Jube has it. Nope. Picked up by Jerm Williams. Williams will rise from three. Good. Jerm Williams has the three-pointer. And CSI loses the basketball. 12 points. Back to a 21-point advantage. Dixie feeling a little life with 6:20 left in the game. Gomez against Jerm Williams. Looks for help. Bounce pass at the angle goes to Anthony Williams. Out in front to Jose Jube. Underneath to Dezavea. Leans in with the left hand. Shot no good. Jardine goes tumbling and no foul called on Dezavea. Henderson put it up and in. The pass thrown away by Jardine on the ensuing play. So Henderson has the basket on the lay-in. It's out of bounds to CSI. 99-76. A chance for the century mark, and we may see people leave at that point. 99-76. 5:57 for CSI. Away from their victory in the Region 18 championship. At the angles, Sergio Gomez. Out in front, Dezavea. To David Henderson. Henderson, bounce pass underneath to Sergio Gomez. Dezavea, free throw line, jump shot, good. Dezavea, 101-76. Now some of the fans may start to leave. Ruby James into forecourt. Back to a 25-point lead. James gets the screen. Jardine, top of the key, three-point attempt, up too hard. Long rebound brought down by Rydell. Rydell lays it up, bank shot, no good. Spike out in front, taken by Booby James. James into the corner it goes. Corby McDaniel, three-point attempt, good. Corby McDaniel, first basket in the second half, 17 on the night. 101-78. Dixie back within 23. Or correction, 79-22. Dezavea to Henderson along the baseline. Henderson leans in, bank shot, no good. Rebound spiked out in front. Taken by Anthony Williams. Reach in foul Jardine. And Jardine goes out with 4:58 left in the game. Richard Jardine. I mean, a terrible night. That's the end of the ball game for Jardine. No scoring. Todd Krull. Jardine without a point on the night. 101-79. And Todd Krull back into the lineup, who has not played much in the second half. Krull has four personal fouls himself. 4:58 left in the game. Anthony Williams to shoot free throws. No question, it's a blowout, and has been throughout the game, throughout most of the game. Anthony Williams. Free throw up, no good. Long rebound brought down by Krull. To Booby James. James against Henderson. Suddenly a double team on Henderson. To Jerm Williams. Williams will rise from three, shot short. Rebound brought down by Dezavea. Dezavea to Anthony Williams. Williams, lead pass comes to Jube. Jube to the basket. Bang shot, no good. Rebound cleaned away by McDaniel. Outlet pass thrown away into the hands of Gomez. James was out in front of everybody. Gomez got the steal. Gomez, head fakes along the baseline. Pass stolen by Krull. 4:30 left in the game. Williams to Booby James. Alley-oop to McDaniel for the slam. McDaniel, 19 points. 101-81. Back to a 20-point margin. 4:20 left in the game. At the angle, it goes to Jube. Jube almost loses the basketball. Not a good ball handler. Gets it to Williams, but boy, he can shoot. More of a goatee now than he had earlier in the season. To Henderson, into the corner. Jube, three-point attempt, up, too long. Rebound, tapped around, taken by McDaniel. McDaniel looks for help, comes out on the dribble. 4 minutes exactly left in the game. Craig Rydell has the pass, loses it out of bounds. Was left alone for the three-point shot, but just couldn't hang on to the pass. So Dixie turns it over again, a chance to bring it under 20. Dezavea out. And who is in? Corey Warner back in. McDaniel to sit down and Marcus Austin back in to provide a little more bench board strength underneath. Dixie beaten badly on the boards tonight. Gomez bounced past to the baseline, thrown away. Out of bounds to Dixie. 3:45 left in the game. Dixie hoping for the miracle. Austin, Ruby James to push it into forecourt. James. James drives, leans in, layup shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Jubé. Jubé got in there, and Dixie got the one shot. Jubé, right down the middle, goes to the baseline to Warner. Pulls up, jump shot over the basket. Rebound, Jerem Williams. So CSI not shooting the ball well. His pass stolen by Gomez. Gomez's pass stolen by Rydell. Gets it back to Austin. Austin loses the ball to Henderson. Layup, good. David Henderson, 22-point lead, 103-81. So Dixie avoids the lowest point total of the year. Williams looks for help. At the angle, it goes to Booby James. Out in front, Craig Rydell. NBA three-pointer up. No good. Dixie just bombing away right now, hoping for anything, and nothing's going. At the angle, it goes to Williams. Fast break, CSI. Williams right to the basket for two. Williams, 9 points on the night, making a 24-point lead again. 2:48 left in the game, 105-81. Booby James. Right down the lane. James pulls up. Five-footer up. Soft. Not enough. Rebound out in front. Anthony Williams. Three on two. Williams trying to beat Rydell. Goes to the basket for two. 11 points, Williams. Back out again. 107-81. Back to a 26-point lead. 2:24 left in the game. Ruby James. Rydell. 4-3. Rydell misses another one. Rydell is 0 for the night in three-pointers. Henderson steps on the sidelines. It's out of bounds to Dixie. 2:15 left in the game. Crook Guidon, Kyle Guidon, in for the first time tonight. Levy Meyer back in. CSI just 2 minutes and 15 seconds away from victory. Dixie shock troops back in. Dixie, non-entity tonight, as they just didn't show up. CSI did, and the officiating has not helped. But you can't blame total poor shooting on poor officiating. Baldison at the angle. Pass stolen by Cook. Cook going the other way. Ball dribbled away. Picked up by Salveson. Salveson coming back the other way for Dixie. A minute 58 left in the game. Salveson right down the lane. Whirls. Lays it up and in. Salveson, 9 points on the night. Rick Salveson off the bench provides a little bit of spark for Dixie. In backcourt, Anthony Williams loses the dribble. Pass into forecourt goes to Cook. To Levy Meyer. Levy Meyer looks for help. L-E-V-Y hyphen M-A-Y-E-R. I guess it's actually Levy Mayer. Levy Mayer making the move on Salveson. Ball stripped away. Salveson with his first personal foul. They have to call that. 107-83. 24-point lead by CSI. And it's been a yawner in the second half for the Golden Eagles. 107-83. Now Dixie has to worry about Utah Valley, because Utah Valley could end up going in as the number two seed. 107-83. Free throw up and no good by Levy Meyer. One of the few misses on the night by CSI. Salveson into forecourt. Into the corner it goes to Belknap. Looks for help. Trying to find somebody out in front. Belknap will rise from three. Jump shot good. Rhett Belknap has 3 points. 5 points for Belknap, 107-86, 111 left in the ball game. Jubé into forecourt. Jubé reverses down the sidelines, give and go, Cook to Jubé to the baseline. It goes to Guidon, ball knocked away by Belknap, and first personal foul will be on Belknap. Guidon, Kyle Guidon, a 6'9 sophomore, will be at the free throw line to shoot one and one or two. Guidon, I guess this way is pronounced. Not Guidon, Guidon. College of Southern Idaho will keep their number one ranking. 107-86. 21-point lead. Free throw up. No good by Guidon. Kyle Guidon looking for his first point of the night. It is up. No good. Rebound brought down by Buechert. Lost by Buechert. Out of bounds to CSI. Nope, they say touch blast by Dixie. Hard to believe. It looked like Buechert lost it. But apparently his ASI ball player got a fingernail on it. Salveson into forecourt. Salveson looking for help. Goes to Belknap. Belknap penetrates down the lane. Layup good. But no. Rolls in, rolls out by Belknap. It looked like it was going to fall. Outlet pass comes to Anthony Williams. Williams with 46 seconds left. Goes right to the basket. Bank shot no good. Followed by Jubé. Only his second basket of the second half. Belknap into forecourt. Belknap looks for help. Ball knocked away. 34 seconds left in the game. Belknap right down the lane. Dishes off to Lass. Baseline jump shot good. Kenny Lass gets his first basket. 109-88. Levy Mayer into forecourt. Wants to go right to the basket. Ball stolen away by Salveson. 109-88. Salveson reverses. Goes right to the baseline. Trying to get away. Cannot. Lean in. Jump shot up. Good by Rick Salveson. Double figures for the first time in his career. 11 points here in the second half. 109-90. 4 seconds left. Three-point attempt. Up. No good by Wilson. Followed by Chubay. Will it go? No. Didn't get it away. 109-90. CSI trounces Dixie. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back and take a look at the final scoring totals. 109-90. CSI stamps themselves as the champions of Region 18.
Join in all the fun this Friday and Saturday at Motorsportsland in St. George. It's their Celebration of Savings open house. Special financing, special incentives, special prices on every unit in stock, boats, RVs, and motorhomes. The best deal is right now. And register, you could win a microwave, a barbecue, or free T-shirts. Door prizes will be given away, too. Friday and Saturday at Motorsportsland, 1500 South Hilton Drive. Motorsportsland, help me get
All of Subway subs come on fresh baked bread with your choice of three fixins. That's our Italian meatball sub, our hearty all-American steak and cheese, or our saucy Texas-style barbecue sub. Subway's got them all, and Subway's got them hot.
Subway's got them hot, 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 hot. Subway's got them hot, 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 hot. Get your style, come get them while they're hot, hot, hot.
Subway, when you want it hot.
Subway sandwiches in St. George and Cedar City. Make Tri-Valley Distributing, Tri-Marts, and First Stop Food Marts your first stop for drinks, snacks, or auto needs. Tri-Valley is proud to sponsor the Dixie College basketball team and hopes our Dixie Rebels go all the way. For a fast and easy refreshment after the game or any time, stop at any Tri-Mart or First Stop Food Mart for your favorite drink, hot or cold, hot dogs, chips, or other snacks. There are locations in St. George, Washington, Cedar City, and Kanab. Stop in the Tri-Mart or First Stop Food Mart near you today.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
109-90. It was actually all over midway through the first half, although Dixie made a run a couple of times, brought it back to within seven late in the first half, only to see CSI take it out to a 20-point lead. Dixie brought it back to within 14. Our halftime margin was 56-42, CSI in front of Dixie. CSI then took it immediately out as they scored the first 6 points of the second half. Never looked back as College of Southern Idaho roughs up Dixie 109-90. Now the only team in Region 18 to have a winning record against Dixie goes to a 20-12 advantage against Dixie, and that marks the second straight victory over CSI, or over Dixie. And five out of the last six belong to CSI. Six out of the last eight. Ken Wagner goes to 2-6 against CSI. That evens Fred Trankel's record against Dixie at 6-6. Not an auspicious showing for the Dixie College Rebels tonight. Lady Rebels also with a big loss, 82-57. Tomorrow night, Dixie will have to regroup and play a Treasure Valley ball club that can be extremely tough on his own floor. Dixie just did not show up tonight, as they were never really in the ball game. Everything looked like it was in slow motion for the Rebels. And except for a brief burst, that was the only time that Dixie looked like the ball club that played, that had won nine straight ball games coming into this game. The hopes for a Region 18 championship are dashed. The hopes for a Region 18 playoff championship are still alive, but they'll have to come back up here and play College of Southern Idaho at CSI to do it. Somebody's going to have to beat CSI up here, and right now the winning streak has gone to 78 consecutive games in Twin Falls, going back to 1985 when Western Wyoming beat CSI here. And Dixie has to go back to the 1984-85 season, the last time Dixie has defeated CSI in this gym, the national championship year for Dixie College that year. And that was the last time that Dixie came up with a victory here. Let's take a look at the CSI scoring first. Off the bench, Anthony Williams had five field goals, one of them a three-pointer, 0 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 11 points. Corey Warner came off the bench, hit four field goals, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 10 points. Kyle Wilson off the bench, a couple of field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 6 points. Jose Chube did an outstanding job again for CSI, finished with four field goals, one of them a three-pointer, 8 for 8 from the free throw line, and finished with a total of 17 points on the night. Also off the bench, Elon Levy-Mayer, 0 for 1 from the free throw line, didn't score. Kyle Guidon, 0 for 2 from the free throw line, didn't score. Steve Cook hit a basket for a total of 2 points. As far as the starters, David Henderson had an outstanding night, finished with 7 field goals, 7 for 7 from the free throw line, total of 21 points on the night. For Kenny Jarvis, one of the things Dixie did not want to do is have Kenny Jarvis hurt him. Kenny Jarvis really did not tonight. Dixie kept Jarvis under control, but everyone else hurt Dixie. 3 field goals, 0 for 1 from the free throw line, a total of 6 points. Sergio Gomez did not have a good night against Dixie either, had some foul trouble early, finished with 2 field goals, a total of 4 points. Kyle De Cervea finished with 5 field goals, 8 for 8 from the free throw line, a total of 18 points. Clifford Martin had a much better night tonight than he did the first time against Dixie, finished with 6 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 14 points. 6 men averaging in double figures on the year for CSI, and 6 men scored in double figures on the night for CSI. De Cervea, Henderson, Jarvis, the only man who averages in double figures who did not reach that tonight, and the only man who doesn't average in double figures who did reach that tonight is Corey Warner. Warner averages 8.4 a ball game. Let's take this break. We'll be back with the Dixie scoring totals. Final score 109-90, CSI over Dixie, back after this.
Southern Utah Computer Systems, your authorized Apple dealer, has the perfect package for you. Did you know you can buy an Apple computer for less than $750, complete with monitor, disk drive, and system software? The new Apple IIc Plus is now available at Southern Utah's only authorized Apple dealer. You can purchase it with your Apple credit card and take the system home today or place it on layaway. Southern Utah Computer Systems, 291 North Bump, credit or layaway. For those of you who are already experiencing the friendliest bank service in town, Sun Capital Bank thanks you and passes along this important news. Sun Capital Bank now offers a free checking account to their customers. No minimum balance required, no monthly service charges. Stop by either of the 2 Sun Capital Bank locations and check out the new free checking. The friendly service continues. The free checking is simply an added value. Sun Capital Bank.
It's Motorsportsland Celebration of Savings Open House, and you're invited. Join Motorsportsland all this week and get in on special prices, special incentives, and special financing. All day Friday and Saturday, there will be great door prizes, free Russell ice cream cones, free drinks, and more. So register for the free microwaves, the free t-shirts, and the barbecues, all during the open house at Motorsportsland, 1500 South Hilton Drive. Motorsportsland, help me get
with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
Final score 109-90. College of Southern Idaho with a victory, and I do not see Dixie coming out of the locker room. I don't see Coach Ken Wagner either, so it may be a little while before we see. Oh, here comes Coach Ken Wagner now. Let's take a look at the Dixie scoring. Rhett Belknap with a field goal off the bench, a three-pointer, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 5 points. Sean Peterson off the bench, 2 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 6 points. Jerm Williams off the bench, 3 field goals, a total of 6 points on the night. John Buchert off the bench had a basket for 2. Marcus Austin had a basket for 2. Ken Last had a basket for 2 off the bench. Rick Salveson came off the bench in the second half, 3 field goals, 5 for 5 from the free throw line, a career-high 11 points for Rick. Among the starters, Booby James held in control tonight, did not shoot the ball well. 4 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Total of 12 points on the night for Booby. Craig Reidolf got a lot of shots underneath, but the 3-point shot wasn't there. 6 field goals, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Total of 16 points. Richard Jardine fouled out of the ball game with 4:58 left. and did not score. Todd Crow did not score in the second half. Had foul trouble early. Four field goals, one for three from the free throw line. Total of 9 points. Corby McDaniel, who was the leading scorer in the first half, added just two more field goals in the second half. Eight field goals, two for five, one of them a three-pointer. Two for five from the free throw line, a total of 19 points for Corby McDaniel. Dixie with four men in double figures and one more with nine. 109-90, the final, and Coach Ken Wagner, this must have been frustrating right from the get-go.
Well, I didn't think we came at them, played like we needed to at the beginning. We missed some shots and got down, and, you know, then right after half, we felt even though we were down 14, we could come back and win it, and came down, had three chances to score before they did, and just, you know, turned the, got easy shots, two layups and missed them, and then they came down, hit three in a row, and we were out of it. You know, it was hard to get back in.
String early in the first half, he went about 3.5 minutes with only 4 points. First 2.5 minutes of the second half, no score.
Well, you know, I think we just need to, when the pressure's on and there's a lot of adversity, we need to get after it and move the ball and do the things we need to.
The kids were pretty loose coming into this game. You'd normally think that they would be more relaxed coming into the game.
Well, I don't think it was much a matter of relaxed. I think everyone thought they could win it on their own. And, you know, I didn't feel that we played like we needed to as a team. And maybe it's a valuable lesson to get ready for next week. But, you know, I still feel that we're every bit as good as they are. And we just need to, they were better prepared and played better.
For a ball game like this, obvious frustrations with the officiating there for a while. But the poor shooting was not really the fault of the official.
No, it wasn't. I thought there were some poor calls early on that hurt us, but yet, you know, on the road, you have to learn to play with that, and I just didn't think we played well as a team.
The shot troops, you substituted 5 for 5 there in the second half, and they came out charged up.
Well, the kids came in off the bench and played hard and got us back a little bit. And, you know, I was just disappointed in our effort. I thought we weren't going after loose balls and getting the things done that we needed to.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the individual things you wanted to do. Kenny Jarvis was not really a problem, that much of a problem for you tonight. You did the job on him.
Well, I thought Craig and Ben did an excellent job boxing him out, and yet we turned some other people loose.
Corey Warner, for one. Dave Savea got a few shots also.
Well, he did. And, you know, like I said, I felt you can't play defense all night, and it was a matter of we just didn't get after it and, you know, move the ball offensively and make them work a little bit.
One of the things we talked about in the pregame show is rebounding. They hurt you again.
Well, they did hurt us on the boards, and, you know, we're going to have to make some adjustments and get ready for the region tournament. But, you know, like I said, I feel that we have our work cut out for us tomorrow night. It's tough after losing a game like this to get your spirits up. And yet, it's a matter of we've just got to set our minds to do the things that it takes to win and do them.
Obviously, you feel that CSI can still be beaten on this floor.
Oh, definitely. You know, like I said, I feel other years they've probably had more talent. But this year, I feel we're just as talented as they are. And it's a matter of preparation. And, you know, we're going to have to work hard to get a chance to play them again, because, you know, our bracket isn't going to be very easy going through with Utah Valley and, you know, whoever else we open with. Could be Snow, who's very tough. Ricks has been playing well. Treasure Valley. So we have our work cut out for us.
Part of the question now is that there's still a question of whether you'll be the second or third seed.
Well, I don't know how it goes now. You know, we lost the CSI. It goes probably with who you lost to down the road, and we split and lost to CSI both.